Good morning and welcome back to the Palmetto Family Matters Show. I'm Randy Page and we're glad to have you with us today. Before we dive in, I'm joined by my co-host, Dr. Steve Pettit, who serves as president here at Palmetto Family Council. Welcome, Steve.
Well, thank you, Randy. It is a blessing to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, we've got a lot of neat things to talk about. So one of the things that really is in front of us today is that lawmakers here in South Carolina are again debating casinos and online sports betting here in South Carolina.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm not even going to say debating. I'm going to even push it further and say they are wanting to pass a bill that will enable casinos, starting with one, to be built in the state of South Carolina.
That's correct. Because it has moved beyond debate. It's passed the House subcommittee. It's passed a House committee.
And not only did it pass, but it passed
really fast
in under 24 hours.
Yes.
Which my understanding is that's pretty quick.
It's called what we call the railroad.
Yeah.
So the railroad. So, but why do you think this issue is coming up right now?
Well, I think it's coming up because there are people that want it to happen. There are people that want to make money. And there are people who see this as a time and an opportunity to make this happen in the state of South Carolina.
Yep. I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, many times when it comes around, it's packaged as a funding solution that's going to fill a hole.
Economic development.
Yes. It sounds really good.
Well, and I understand. I mean, there is competition in every state for money. There's no question about that. Okay. And so that's a big issue right now.
Very good. So, you know, kind of looking at the state of South Carolina, and you know, you were raised here in Columbia, you know, have a rich history here in the state of South Carolina. What do you think casinos specifically, how would they impact our culture and our communities here in the Palmetto State?
Well, that is one of the most important questions that can be asked. And I think, first of all of us who are from South Carolina, everybody that was raised here understands the uniqueness of South Carolina. It's different than any other state in the Union. We're a smaller state. Everybody knows somebody who knows you. You can't go anywhere in South Carolina and not have instantaneous connection. We are a very communal state. We're very proud of our state. We are decidedly conservative, especially on social and moral issues. And the bringing in of a casino into South Carolina it's almost like a foreign invasion. It's bringing something into the state that has never been here. We're not just talking about income making. We're talking about influence, and where the casino is wanting to be built will be something that everybody will not just see, but it will become an influence. And I think that's the big issue. It's not the income, it's the influence that makes the difference.
That's really good to talk about. And kind of, you know, when you're thinking about what you just said, it almost sounds like you're saying that the introduction of casinos will change the DNA, if for lack of a better word, here in South Carolina. Is that what you would say?
Absolutely. I mean, once again, this is not a large state as far as square miles is concerned. And so where this casino is being introduced to be built is at the corner of I-95 and I-26. Well, if you're from South Carolina, everybody, not only do you know where it is, but you have driven that road many times.
All of us
have driven 26 and 95 frustrated over the traffic.
Yes.
And this is being built in Santee, which is right off the interstate. and it can pick up the traffic coming from up north down 95 headed towards Florida. And this is a casino that is going to be very large, very noticeable, $1 billion casino. It's going to be a bigger attraction than William Bryce Stadium or Death Valley, because it is going to be very large. It will become something that everybody will know about.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting just where it's located. And I think you've even said, you know, in conversations, how close it is to so many cities here in South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of this being built, location-wise, obviously it's brilliant in its location because it's 60 miles from Columbia, it's 60 miles from Charleston, it's 70 miles from Florence, and Sumter is very, very close. And then from the Bluffton-Hilton Head down towards Savannah area, it's 60 to 80 miles. In other words, it's an hour's drive. And so you think of the population of Columbia or Charleston, and there it's a Friday night and there's nothing to do. Well, let's jump in the car and drive to the casino. We can be there in an hour.
Yeah.
And anybody from South Carolina knows you can be anywhere in the state, with the exception of Greenville to Myrtle Beach. Everything is about a hour and a half to 2 hour drive.
Yeah, you're right. Right. And, you know, it is interesting, I think, you know, as we listen to the debate, whether it was in the subcommittee or in the committee, and you know, just generally around that, you know, everyone seems to think this is just going to be an economic boom for South Carolina. But for those of us who actually dive into some of the numbers, that's just not the case. So What do you say to those legislators who go, well, this will really help South Carolina from an economic perspective?
Yeah, I would call it an economic mirage. So it's like you're in the desert and you're looking out and you see in the distance water, and everybody's going to have plenty of water, and you get there and it's just a mirage. So the estimated income from this casino will be $75 million from the casino. $75 million is a lot of money. Except when you realize that it is only 18% of 1% of the state budget, which is $42 billion. And so basically it's a bit of a drop in the bucket. But the big question you have to ask is not what you receive, but what will it cost? What is it going to cost the state of South Carolina in infrastructure? What will it cost the state of South Carolina in social services, in police force, and all that goes with it? How will it affect the area surrounding it, the Santee area, as far as a depression of the housing values and so forth? So they're trying to pass this through, but they're not giving us the numbers of what it's going to do. And in the most conservative numbers that we've come up with in our research, that for every $1 you bring in, it's going to cost the state at least $2. At least.
Right, at least. Yeah, and there's a lot of literature out there that has it much larger, that it's $3 to $5 for every dollar. So.
And we're already dealing with so many issues in the state on social level. And especially an increase in sex trafficking that will definitively take place in that area. And this is not coming, this is not money. This, you know, we don't know where all the money's coming from, but we know that the funnel of that is a South Carolinian. So I just think that for us, it's interesting when I talk with people about this, all kinds of different people oppose it.
Right, absolutely.
Not just quote-unquote religious people, but all kinds of people, especially for this state. And we can rest assured that this is not going to be the only casino in time that will be built.
Absolutely.
Because this is not even on the coastline.
Right.
And so before we know it, we have to ask the question, is South Carolina going to become the next Las Vegas or Atlantic City, New Jersey? What is South Carolina going to become? And that's the job of lawmakers. Our legislators have to decide what kind of state are we going to become, and the decisions they're making today will transform the future of our state tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I think it's interesting, you know, when you look at you know, the economic side, and, you know, they talk about the money that it brings and fail to really account for the hidden costs that, you know, and you've talked about as a believer, you know, where we stand on these things. But in a lot of ways, you know, you can make some really solid arguments against casinos just from an economic perspective, from an addiction perspective, from a human trafficking perspective. I mean, there's so many different things. But obviously, Palmetto Family, we are a Christian organization. That's our heartbeat. That's our DNA. So why should Christians not like gambling or not like casino gambling? What's that biblical worldview?
Yeah, I think that's the big question that you have to ask. And at the very root of gambling, which creates an addiction, any addiction comes from essentially what we would call sinful behavior, or we would come from a biblical perspective, we would call it lustful or wrong desires that you feed, and over time they become controlling in your own personal life. And so the real bottom line is that gambling is a form of covetousness, and that's a violation of the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, because nobody walks into the casino with the intention of just giving money to the casino. It's always about getting money back. It's always about winning and the drive that comes. So it, at its very core, it's covetousness. And so for us as believers, we have to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, as Romans tells us.
Right. Well, as we look at this subject and, you know, these bills that, you know, are just on the cusp of being on the floor of the State House, what should South Carolinians be doing right now? And what are some of the materials that Palmetto Family has to educate voters across the state about what they need to do and what actions they need to take?
Well, I think every South Carolinian needs to recognize that you're far more influential than you think you are.
Yes.
And everybody has a vote, and everybody has a voice.
Yes.
And a voice is real. And that voice not only can be heard, it should be heard. And at Palmetto, what we have done is we have tried to make it simple. We as we say, we try to make it for people 65 and above when it comes to technology. It's real simple.
Right.
And if you go to our website, on our website, first of all, we have material and information on our website that addresses the gambling issue, not only generally the problem with gambling, but specifically in South Carolina and how it will impact our state. Secondly, if you go to our website on the front page, you can see one of the tabs that says Take Action, click it on. And there you can actually go to a place where you can actually send an email to your representative or your state senator from your district or your county. And that actually has already been written. You don't have to, this would be an email in opposition to gambling in South Carolina. You can rewrite it if you want, but ours is just very, very nice. And we send, and you can within just a couple of clicks, have an email sent to your representative or your senator, and they get your message, and your Absolutely. Your voice is being spoken. And when this came up this past legislative session, within just a short period of a couple of days, we had right at 2,000 emails sent to legislators, and 98% of our legislators got at least one email that came through Palmetto Family. So we're the voice for biblical values in South Carolina, and we're seeking to influence our state for biblical purposes.
Absolutely. That's a great description of just the power of a singular voter's voice. And that, you know, you're right, you nailed it when you said that most voters don't understand the power that they have, that when they pick up the phone or when they email their legislator, they're listening because we're their boss.
Well, and they understand that.
That's right.
And this year,
yes,
2026, 124 representatives will be either elected or reelected back into their positions. And I can promise you this, that they're going to do what they can to make sure that they're reelected. And and that they represent their constituents.
Absolutely. Well, I did want to just, you know, note, you know, as we wrap up this morning, that Palmetto Family Alliance has prepared some informational materials, and that if you as a pastor or, you know, if you as a pastor would like to have these sent to you to distribute to your congregation or to other civic groups, you know, feel free to contact us here at Palmetto Family, and we'll certainly be happy to send them to you. But that's really all we have for today's episode of Palmetto Family Matters. We'll continue tracking this issue and others that shape faith and family here in South Carolina. Be sure to visit palmettofamily.org to get further information about issues. And if today's episode was helpful, be sure and give us a 5-star review. For all of us here at Palmetto Family, for Dr. Steve Pettit, have a great day, and God bless.